Of America Tonight. I bet wherever you are, there's a good chance you're listening to me and you might be shivering. It is so cold across America. Temperatures below 30 in places like North Dakota. And yeah, I know it's winter and yeah, that's what happens in the winter time. But you know what? It's just like the heat. If we can complain about the heat, we can complain about the cold. So I bet there's maybe in some of the nooks and crannies anyway out there, a run on heaters. I know that when I went the other day to it was a CVS, I think I was at, they didn't have any heaters because they had an unusually cool temperatures they were dealing with in Dallas, and there weren't any heaters. It's like, are you kidding me? There's no heaters in Dallas, Texas? But it was very, very chilly on the Hill for Hillary Clinton. She was talking about Benghazi, and this has been on the radar for many of the Republican senators and congressmen involved in the committees for probably at least 2.5 months. We're going all the way back to September and the death on September 11th, of the Ambassador Stevens and three others. And the questions of why security was lax, what really happened, why didn't we get the right story, and several other key questions that never were answered by any of the other people who talked about Benghazi when Hillary Clinton was ill. Now she's leaving her post as Secretary of State. She got emotional. She got furious with some of the things that she was being asked. And it was a wild 5-hour ride, I think, for Clinton and for the people who were trying to get to the bottom of what really happened. Hillary Clinton talked about not being in a vacuum and the fact that budget constraints were part of the problem, and that she didn't deny or approve security, and a few other things as well. Take a listen.
Nobody wants to sit where I am. You know, have to think now about what coulda, shoulda, woulda happened in order to avoid this. You know, I do feel responsible. I feel responsible for the nearly 70,000 people who work for the State Department. I take it very seriously. The specific security requests pertaining to Benghazi, you know, were handled by the security professionals in the department. I didn't see those requests. They didn't come to me. I didn't approve them. I didn't deny them. Since 2007, the department has consistently requested greater funding for embassy construction and diplomatic security. With the exception of 2010, Congress has consistently enacted less than requested. Most notably, in 2012, the department received $340 million less than requested, close to 10% less than the request.
All right, so she went through some numbers, but I think a couple of the big flashpoints happened when Rand Paul went after her, the senator from Kentucky, and said if he were president, she would be gone because the buck stops with her and there was no accountability and there were cables asking for help. And if they weren't read, there was a very big problem here. Also, Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin said the department, meaning the State Department, could have easily determined what happened that night by interviewing the people who were evacuated. Why didn't they talk to them? And the initial claim was that the attack had come out of a protest, but then it was later determined there was no protest whatsoever in Benghazi. So the diplomatic security agents said that to the FBI when they were interviewed 4 days after September 11th. So there were some contrary claims in between that. Johnson specifically said the American people could have known that there was no protest within days. They didn't know that. They were misled, that there were supposedly protests, and something sprang out of that. That particularly annoyed Clinton when she said, with all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. He said, I understand. She started to speak. She was really raising her voice and gesturing and saying, was it because of a protest or is it because of guys out for a walk one night and they decided to go kill some Americans? What difference? This was the key thing that she said back that has infuriated a lot of people. She said, what difference at this point does it make? And then talked about that it's the job of the administration to figure out what happened, and they haven't done that yet because nobody is answering for the death of the ambassador and the three others at this point. And she said even today that the motivations of the attackers aren't clear and questions keep being raised. So really throughout the hearing and looking at this in different times, she walked kind of a dicey line between actually taking the responsibility for what went wrong and then knocking down some of those allegations against the State Department and her administration. During the opening of the hearing, she said she had no higher priority than the security of her department's staff and that she's committed to making the department safer, stronger, and all that kind of stuff. In the end, and as I said, you know, Rand Paul said if he were president, she would have been gone. Senator John McCain, Republican from Texas, a longtime senator, as you know, after that exchange with Johnson, said he wasn't satisfied with the answers, complained that the public doesn't have the answers on what happened. So there was a lot of defending, deflecting, and all that kind of stuff going on. What did the State Department know? What didn't they know? Still, there seems to be some confusion about that. It's the fallout on this attack and what disciplinary measures could be used. There were four people who were removed from their jobs, but not from the department. And now that that's come out, that also got under the skin of a lot of the Republicans who were going after her. Senator Bob Corker, Republican from Tennessee, who was really the top guy on the Senate committee, as all of you know, said that the spiking of the ball and the thinking that when Osama bin Laden was gone, that was the end of al-Qaeda, couldn't be further from the truth. And then she said, you know, listen, al-Qaeda wannabes and affiliates are obviously posing a challenge. In the end, did we learn more, fair or foul? And as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, are they still, after listening to her, are they hiding details about what happened there or no? They answered at the best they could. You know, what's at stake for Hillary Clinton in this kind of testimony? If she has any other political aspirations, certainly something's at stake there. And, you know, the spontaneous outburst was a problem from the beginning, and I think that's the biggest thing that they cannot get away from at state. They can't get away from it. Hang with us. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Dave Pops next about China and how we are letting them in on some major technology secrets that could be costly to us in the end. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America, get ready for this. What if I told you that the Chinese were going to get advanced technology that you paid for at a bankruptcy sale? That's exactly what's happening under our noses. A bankruptcy court in Wilmington, Delaware, okayed the auction of an American company to the Wanchung headquarters group in Shanghai, China. But what does that mean? Critical trade secrets will be revealed. Cutting-edge technology. You want to talk about national security? How do we miss all this? What a guest we have for you tonight. Dean Pops, former technology acquisition guy for the Army at the Pentagon level. That doesn't even do him justice with that title. Also the co-chair of the Strategic Materials Advisory Council, and we'll explain what all that's about. But Dean had the role equivalent of a four-star general in his position back in those Pentagon days, and we're going to talk about how did we miss all this and where was the focus. Dean, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, and great to be with you and your audience, Kate, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you for that, and the same back to you. How did we just forget about China? How does it come to a point where a court in Delaware says, oh, yeah, well, you got this American company, and the Chinese aren't stupid because they're picking up critical advanced technology from us, aren't they, that relates to soldiers and military?
Well, the answer is yes, yes, and yes, and let me tell you that since our country has been preoccupied since 9/11 with events in the Middle East, and I mean the entire bureaucracy and the entire fighting force has been preoccupied with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've really let down our guard with what's going on in the Pacific Rim. And Even our own reports to Congress through the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, in which United States intelligence services reported to Congress with a moderate to high level of confidence, Kate, that there is a coordinated strategy to take our strategic assets from us and our strategic technologies. So that's how that happens. We're distracted on one hand. We do not have the resources for looking at the entire globe. And at the other side of the globe, what do we have? We've got an emerging superpower that's got a very coordinated strategy, in my opinion, to leap ahead of us, to leapfrog ahead of us through many ways. You know, you can cyber intrude. You can there's theft of trade secrets all the time. That's not a huge secret. And you can come in and buy. And that's exactly what's happened here. There's a company in the Midwest called A123 Systems, and it leads the world. It led the world in the development of lithium-ion batteries. And those are some of the batteries, Kate, that can be used on military satellites. There are the batteries, the high-power, high-storage batteries that are used inside of telecom switches. They are batteries that are used inside of various military and combat vehicles and precision guidance systems. And we lead the world in that kind of development. And A123 received over this past year over $250 million of taxpayer green money for its development, and unfortunately then went bankrupt. Who's there to pick it up at bankruptcy sale in Wilmington, Delaware, after spirited bidding? Was Wangzheng Group of Shanghai, China, with its American affiliate. And there is a process, and I and others are very busy now urging our government, Kate, to watch out for us. The government's number one job is the national security of the United States. There can't be a Bill of Rights unless you have security. There can't be prosperity. There can't be safe schools or anything else in this country without the national security. And this is the job of government. Government's got to step up, do the job, investigate this properly, investigate the executives behind all of this, because some of them have links, decades-long links, to the Chinese Communist Party, and be able to lay out the case of why this Chinese subsidiary ought to be allowed to leapfrog by 10 to perhaps 12 years and have parity with us with regard to lithium-ion batteries.
Yeah, and you mentioned this, what a good job, and an answer to that question you gave us, really the ABCs of the whole thing and why this A123 Systems is such an asset for the Chinese. And such, it's the technology, if I'm right about this, isn't this part of the technology that was also used in military drones and surveillance satellites?
Indeed. It has many applications, and in fact, I don't even know where all the applications are, because some of them may even be in classified systems. So the question is, and I really, so many of your listening audience, like I do, you know, you listen to the military channel and watch it on cable TV, and you see the great World War II efforts, and what was it about this country? Why were we able to defeat the Empire of Japan and the Third Reich over in Europe? It was because of our industrial strength, because of our defense industrial base, and because of our technologies and our trade and our ability to project power through our industrial base. And what happens now is we are at multiple levels being compromised in our supply chain, all the way from counterfeit parts down to purchases of our technology. And let me tell you what happens to a lot of these companies, Kate, just like the magnet companies. Mm-hmm. You know, you think of something as magnets or things we used as kids, right? We'd go around and do paper clips, things like that. But magnets are used in nuclear submarines. Magnets are used in every JDAM bomb that was dropped over Iraq. Do you know that no more magnets are made in this country? They're all made in China. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened several years ago? Chinese came in and purchased all the magnet companies, took them back to China, even though they promised to keep the jobs, and now you want magnets, you got to buy them from them. That loses your integrity of the supply chain. So not only when you have a national security conversation like you do many times on your show, you talk about, well, do we have the right gun? And do we have the right uniform? And do we have the right tank? And all that. But you really have to look at the supply chain and the integrity. That's where our real strength is, right there in the supply chain. And this action is being compromised. And I for one, am standing up and saying, I'm not perfect. I don't know all the answers, but I want our government to do its job and research this along with its intelligence agencies and everybody else and put this case smack dab up on the table for everybody to look at and so that it's transparent. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that's also, because there's, as you said, there's so many things we already don't know, and there's so many aspects to this is what could happen with the technology. But what about thinking beyond that? Well, China now has, they get this extra critical chip in the game, I'm going to call it. They have that. They have this advanced battery technology. Who can they sell that information to?
Well, you know, I don't think so much as who they can sell it to. It's what they can do in order to be the monopoly. And I think that's where you lose your edge as the superpower. Look, in the Army, one of the things that we got up with every morning and went to sleep with every night, which was to say, we never want to be in a fair fight. All right? The Army wants to see first, kill first, and dominate the battlefield and the battle space. That's what the Department of Defense is about. It's not about taking a military person and putting them into a fair fight. What gives us the edge? Why can we see over the horizon in our fighter planes and our bombers? And so, because we have technology, and we've got to protect that technology. That's what gives us the critical edge. That's what makes us the superpower and the number one superpower, and we've got to maintain that edge. We've lost our appetite, Kate, for protecting this stuff. You know, we live in an era of globalization, and I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't be a global trade partner. And I am not suggesting that we should go back to the 1920s and be isolationists and say we don't, beyond our borders, we don't want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. But I am suggesting that we need to get a whole lot smarter, because we're about four decades behind in being able to, and you know it, from the chip technology to this stuff, to batteries, you can name it. You can name things all day long that we need to stay on top of that we don't do a very good job of, because we're really thinking as if we were back in the 1960s.
Dean, wow, this is such fascinating information, useful information, because as you were mentioning, I think the focus is so much on the Middle East and terrorism, and we have to be vigilant there, that we're forgetting about technology and some of the secrets that are unraveling and we're just giving to the Chinese through these companies that are going bankrupt, and they're snapping them up because they're keeping a keen eye on what we're doing here in the United States. So stay with us for more with Dean Pops next.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Going to continue to talk about with Dean Pops when it comes to advanced technology and how we're throwing it all away. Explain to us, too, because it was interesting, before we jumped on the air, you told me about being the co-chair of the Strategic Materials Advisory Council and how critical that is and what the role is there. Who are some of the other people and what's the ultimate goal?
Yeah, well, we have a number of admirals and generals. I'd like to say my co-chair of this is Vice Admiral Barry Costello, well-recognized name in the Pentagon, particularly in the area of logistics and technology. And he would be with us tonight, but he's on an airplane. I asked him to join you and I. But our job is to make this case to the public. That's what we want to do. We want to join this debate. We want to have a public conversation about our supply chain. Let me tell you something, if I might pause for just 10 seconds and tell you, my own late mother-in-law died in a hospital here in the Washington, D.C. area from medicine that had counterfeit ingredients from China. Like, can you believe that? And as tragic as that is, and as much of a bad situation that was for my wife and all of our family, it highlights a larger issue, which is to say, do you want your supply chain? Do you want your technologies reliant on another non-allied power? Okay, and I don't want to single necessarily just one out. There may be two or three.
Right.
And so that's what the Strategic Materials Advisory Council is about. It's also about talking about rare earth elements. You know, everything on the interior of your car is made through rare earths. Everything in LED readouts that are in avionics and in Apache helicopters and in Black Hawk helicopters and in missile guidance systems and in the all types of precision munitions are all made from rare earths. China's controlling 97-98% of rare earths in the United States. Our own EPA won't allow us to mine anything here. We don't stockpile. This country used to have 99 separate warehouses and stockpiles of critical materials, including aluminum, titanium, other things like that that are needed for national security. Today we have two, and it's hard to find out who thinks they run them. Okay.
Wow.
And so this happened during the Clinton administration. Clinton sold off the strategic stockpile in order to have a surplus budget, you see. So in the meantime, we've been experiencing now 20 to 25 years of deterioration in this supply chain system. And at the end of the day, we're going to wake up one morning and find out that we're very broken, Kate. And we, Admiral Costello, I, and others don't want that to happen.
Yeah, oh boy, I so agree. I mean, even just it was this last month they were talking about, finally the Treasury Department woke up to this and they were talking about this coordinated strategy to acquire companies involved in, you know, the critical technologies that you've been talking about, because we are the leading producer. But you'd have to say, I mean, you're scaring me with the stockpile stuff, Dean. You'd have to say, are we still the leading producer even anymore?
Yeah, no, we're not. We import. You see? And I must say that sometimes industry is complicitous because, again, I think it's not the job of industry to necessarily be the primary watchdog for our national security. It's the job of government. So if industry is making something for you or making a weapon system for you and says, look, don't worry about it. I'm going to procure this material or that something from somewhere else, and I'm going to meet my cost, performance, and schedule deadlines that I have to. Don't worry about it. We're going to come in as per contract. It's not their job necessarily to worry about the larger supply chain issue. That's the job of the government, and it's an inherently governmental function that I believe we have abrogated. And we've abrogated it because we've been under stress, deep, deep stress, at the Pentagon for the last 10 to 12 years with the activities in the Middle East.
And then what happens, too, as you watch, as you know, because you're talking about what you did and what you were paying attention to when you were, you know, the former head, when you were the head of the technology acquisition for the Army at the Pentagon, right? So you were focused on
sure.
What you were doing.
I can tell you honestly, I don't think I'm really violating any secrets. I don't recall ever going to one meeting about the issues that you and I are talking about, because
wow.
I lived a 16-hour day for nearly 7 years, almost around the clock, all focused on Iraq and Afghanistan. Why? Because we had people deployed there. We had hundreds of thousands of soldiers and Marines, sailors, airmen forward in combat, in theater of operations. And boy, it was our job to generate supplies and equipment and replacements, both of manpower and of equipment, to those forces in order to support the unified combatant commander, who was the central command, commanding general. And, you know, that's more than everybody plus another 50,000 people could have done. And, but it's time now for us to focus, Kate. We've got to have public opinion makers like yourself lead a discussion so that people are knowledgeable when they go to their town halls and they're asking their congressmen and their senators during open forums, what are you doing to ensure the supply chain integrity of the United States? That's really something that you ought to post onto your website. And it ought to be kind of a mantra. What are you doing to protect the national security interests of the United States? not necessarily to be just a global partner. There's got to be some quid pro quos here. We cannot continue to give away the store and hope to wake up 3 years from now and say, gosh, we're still the dominant superpower.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It was great talking to you, Dean. Hopefully next time we'll talk to you down the line again with Admiral Costello. It'd be great to talk with both of you. I'm sure you have thoughts on some other things that people can do, and this may just be an awakening for some of the listeners of America tonight who are actually pretty rabid about this kind of thing and have talked about China for a very, very long time. Because, you know, the other thing that we could talk about is what happens when you slash a military budget. How much attention is actually paid attention to those stockpiles that have dwindled, and what's happening with technology? That would, I would assume, would be actually pretty low on the list, wouldn't
it
be?
That's right. Those are your second and third order effects of what you're facing here now with sequestration and a deal that was never done, and slashes that will occur that are going to leave a hollow force. So we focus a lot on just the pure manpower, but these are the secondary and tertiary effects of slashing defense budgets, as you're not paying attention to the business that you have to keep America strong. And like I said, think of us as your guys in Washington, Kate, for you and your audience. And we're here, we're vigilant. But I will tell you that it's going to take the vigilance of every American to be asking these questions over and over again. Because without defense industrial base strength and our ability to have materials and equipment and people and industries that can surge into a war whenever, and wars will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It won't happen next month, it won't happen next year, but it will happen again, because that's the nature and the history of mankind, and we're not going to be ready.
Yeah, that's scary. That's a scary proposition to think of what happened in the past and where we're headed now, and especially with technology, because what types of wars are we fighting in the future and have we just gone through? Technology is king, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, since we've mentioned a number of times about coordinated strategy, I would just simply ask that you run your search engines on the CFIUS report to Congress, and that is CFIUS, Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, report to Congress, December 2012, run that on any search engine, and you will see the report of the U.S. intelligence committees telling the Congress there's a coordinated strategy by other people to take over these strategic assets.
Exactly. I noticed that's what he's saying at the Treasury Department. Crazy. All right, Dean, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, and we urge everyone to do exactly what Dean just said, and you'll get all the information plus more that you'd be just blown away by, I have a feeling. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Kate. Good night.
Good night. All right, so once you, again, you can tell by that conversation with Dean, I mean, we're talking about how critical this is, this technology to powering our satellites and our military drones, and we're just going to hand it over to a Chinese company whose president has served in the National Communist Party, by the way, for 44 years. All of this because of a bankruptcy court in Wilmington, Delaware, and a little company called A123 Systems that Dean was talking about, and that what they produce is that mission-critical advanced battery technology that's used by our soldiers, our military drones, I'll say it again, our surveillance satellites, and our critical power and communications networks of all sorts. And it's the only manufacturer that A123 Systems, by the way, of advanced lithium-ion extreme temperature batteries, and it's what he mentioned early on, and it was developed in partnership with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratories, which are, these batteries are lighter, safer, and capable of maintaining really unequaled performance under intense heat and cold. And now this company, because it went bankrupt, it'll hand it right over to the Chinese. Just shocking stuff, I'm telling you. It rattled me when I heard of the story, so I was happy to have Dean on the show, and we'll have much more about this in the upcoming days. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Tonight, big shout out to all of you in the flyover states struggling with a whole bunch of snow. I feel you. I've lived there. I've done it. Love the Midwest, but you definitely have to always be aware there's a possibility you might get a blizzard or a whiteout. Hey, some people would love to have a white Christmas, so this is a preliminary white Christmas for many of the people. If they can just stay off the roads, that's the tricky thing. Stay off the roads when you see it really, really coming down. Sandra Kornblatt is in our virtual green room. I guarantee she's in California. They're not worried where she is about snow, I don't believe. But one of the things that I think all of us should be concerned about, I said this earlier, because, you know, we talk about Alzheimer's. I had a great aunt who had Alzheimer's, beautiful lady. She was a wicked backgammon player. And sometimes she recognized me, and sometimes she had no clue who I was. And I saw her deteriorate, and they did all kinds of things with her where sometimes she would, it worked pretty good, some of the exercises they did. So how do we try to not get to that point? We're learning more and more about the brain, which is really one of our most vital muscles and sometimes so underused. So she's got a bunch of books, including A Better Brain at Any Age. Sandra, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I'm so happy to be here.
So it is true. More people are becoming aware of this because I'll have people say to me, oh, I have to do my brain game exercises. And there's a whole bunch of them that are out there. So there, I know that there's people that are trying to work on this. But do you think that it's starting to click with us that, you know, there are things that we can do that that may help us, that may exercise, for lack of a better way to describe it, that, as I said, that the muscle that often we're just, you know, we're worried about other things, but we're not working on that. Do you find that now more people are starting to get this?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more and more popular. I mean, there's all that neuroscience about the brain, so I think people know more about what's happening. And we also live in a world of incredible overload. So what we ask of our brains is pretty insane in terms of just, you know, constant focus on many things. So, of course, we forget things, and then people think, well, what can I do to help me not only forget but also remember and feel better and just function better? So I think people are becoming more aware of many, many ways to help the brain.
One of the things you talk about is the best foods to eat. So there really is something to that, that if we eat certain kinds of foods, it'll help our brains. What are some of the good foods?
Well, I mean, I think people have heard a lot about different kinds of oils to eat. And if you think about your brain, which kind of looks like a bowl of Jell-O, you know, kind of that shaky stuff, but it's actually made of fat. So basically, it's eating the fat that your brain uses to transmit medicine, messages. And so if you eat other fats that don't work as well, you know, you're putting a lot of stop signs and a lot of traffic lights for how your messages get through your brain. So omega-3s, especially ELA and DHA, which, you know, are more initials, but those are the two that really that mostly come from fish. And some seaweed. So those are the ones that really help. People have heard about antioxidants, and that the way I look at that is that keeps your cells from rusting, getting too old. So those are in, you know, blueberries and strawberries and apples. And there's also some spices that are great for the brain. Turmeric has antioxidant, and saffron helps with depression. And has been told to help with PMS syndrome, and sage also helps a lot. In fact, I think they're doing some studies with sage and Alzheimer's to see if that can help. And then oregano, I think, is great.
Oregano, wow, I like all that stuff, and I do try to do some of what you're saying, especially blueberries. We keep hearing about that. You mentioned blueberries and strawberries and apples. That's an easy way to get things in and just to start to look at things and mixing in fish. And I've heard the thing about seaweed before, and people always turn up their nose about seaweed, but it's easy to actually get seaweed into some foods, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, some of it is some of it is doing a little bit at a time, but the whole idea of trying something new, that's great for your brain. So even, you know, just a little bit of seaweed, green vegetables, if you can, there's lots of great ways, you know, kale and other kinds of things to make them taste good for you. But just the idea of trying something new and stretching really makes new neuron connections in your brain, which is keeping your brain, again, more flexible instead of stuck in its old neural pathways.
Yeah. What about chocolate? I heard chocolate is good. Boy, you know everyone's going to love you for telling us that it's okay to eat chocolate. Is it okay?
Chocolate's okay. Go have some. It just helps you, you know, in terms of your brain, in terms of it has the power to delay the decline of your brain, and it boosts cognitive functions. So it's good to have. And again, you know, we're talking moderation here, but certainly relish it when you eat it because it tastes so good and it's good for you. And you know, I mean, I wouldn't live only on chocolate, but it's great to have.
What's the difference between men and women when it comes to our brains? Is there a difference, gender difference in brains?
Well, you know, the story I tell is, do you ever do any of those puzzles they have with celebrities where they have pictures but just one or two things are different and the mm-hmm. pictures look almost alike?
Yeah.
Well, those are kind of like men and women's brains. They're so alike, and there are a few things that are different. And then, of course, hormones affect the brain. But basically, the functions of men and women's brains are so similar, and the things that we can do and the abilities we have are very strong. And so, you know, there are some certain tendencies. I mean, men may be more aggressive than women, but there are very aggressive women and very timid men. So the range within men and women is actually larger than the range between. So for instance, the range of timidity or aggressiveness in women is very strong, and that's stronger than the difference between men and women. So there's an amazing amount of flexibility and ability that we often don't recognize, especially for women, in terms of the power of the brain, and men too.
Yeah, there you go. How about something else that's funny? I read a little blurb on you, and I thought, I got to ask her about this, because I know there's some women that are going to be listening. Now, we get stuck. You guys don't do this. We get stuck where you have to put on the mask, cosmetics. And I guess some cosmetics are harmful to your brain health. I didn't know that.
I know. Isn't it sad? I mean, you know, it's so much fun to sort of act like your own canvas and, you know, decorate yourself with makeup. But there are certain makeups and that are... that have things, fragrance is very hard on the brain in terms of a lot of the pieces that are in it, and a lot of the things that are in cosmetics are not regulated. But there are some sites that list different chemicals. The Environmental Working Group has a list of cosmetics and the chemicals that they have in them. So there are certain things that you can do to make some choices about it, but, you know, it's important to pay attention to the toxins that are in the world and what we do and how we, you know, make choices. And cosmetics is certainly one of them.
Yeah, some great advice. Thanks, Sandra. Happy holidays. Thanks for coming on the show. And where can we pick up your book, A Better Brain at Any Age?
Well, it's at major bookstores and certainly online, you know, Powell's, Amazon, you know, so it's available everywhere.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Sandra.
Thanks for having me. Have a good night.
She just gave us permission to go and get some chocolate. So next time somebody yells at you for eating chocolate, you can say, listen, this is good for my brain. This is brain food. Give me some of that dark chocolate. Not only can you lose weight eating chocolate, but it helps build up a strong brain. More reasons that we need to stay alive and pray it's not the end of the world.
Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.